You are hearing Fintadoo's podcast.
Why Article 26 is not replaceable and mitigated in favor of Article 27. A deep understanding of tax planning and restructuring is crucial for businesses to thrive. This article takes a closer look at the comparison between Article 26, transfers within a qualifying group, and Article 27, business restructuring relief, of UAE Corporate Tax Federal Decree Law No. 47 of 2022 on taxation of corporations and businesses, and why the former cannot be replaced by the latter. The main reason for this is that Article 26 provides individual assets or liabilities transfer relief benefits only to closely related businesses. This prevents external parties from taking advantage of the benefits intended for internal restructuring and tax planning. Furthermore, Article 26 is an internal restructuring and tax planning exercise, while Article 27 is an external one. The former is related to individual assets/liabilities, while the latter involves the business as a whole. A comparison and why Article 26 is not replaceable and mitigated in favor of Article 27. 1. Purpose. Article 26 focuses on internal restructuring within a corporate group. Article 27 aims at facilitating broader corporate restructuring, potentially involving external entities, who may not be taxable persons before the transfer. Comparison: Article 26 is for intergroup transactions, while Article 27 addresses larger restructuring changes, possibly including external transfers. 2. Scope of application. Article 26 pertains to asset and liability transfers within a qualifying group. Article 27 involves transfers of businesses or parts thereof for shares/ownership interests. Comparison: Article 26's scope is confined to internal group transactions, whereas Article 27 covers comprehensive business restructuring activities. 3. Tax implications. Article 26 and Article 27, both articles aim to minimize tax burdens during restructuring. Article 26 targets asset/liability transfers, and Article 27 focuses on ownership restructuring. Comparison: each article provides specific tax relief mechanisms tailored to the type of transaction they cover. 4. Documentation and compliance. Article 26 requires maintaining proper documentation for intergroup transfers. Article 27 requires comprehensive documentation to justify the business restructuring and its tax implications. Comparison: while both require documentation, Article 27 might demand more detailed justification for the restructuring process and its economic substance. 5. Impact on tax planning. Article 26 influences tax planning primarily within the corporate group structure. Article 27 has broader implications for tax planning, especially in cases involving changes in ownership or business structure. Comparison: Article 27 potentially has a more significant impact on overall corporate tax strategy compared to Article 26, which is more focused on internal group dynamics. 6. Strategic considerations. Article 26 primarily focused on optimizing asset management within a corporate group. Article 27 involves strategic decisions about the overall structure and future direction of the business. Comparison: Article 27's strategic impact is generally broader, affecting the company's external positioning, unlike Article 26, which is more about internal efficiency. In summary, a comprehensive understanding of tax planning is crucial for business success, as highlighted in the comparison between Article 26 and Article 27. Article 26's role in internal restructuring, safeguarding benefits for closely related businesses, distinguishes it from the broader external focus of Article 27. While both aim to minimize tax burdens, their scopes, documentation requirements, and strategic impacts vary. Navigating these nuances is essential for businesses to comply with tax regulations and strategically position themselves for sustained growth. Stay tuned for more Fintadoo's podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.